Let's take our Bibles and go tonight to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, please. Tonight I will be sharing an introduction to our topic that we'll be approaching from the Scripture all week. And our topic, as you might have noticed on your registration packets, is believing, hope, and love. And our theme verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which says, "And now abideth faith." The word faith is not the best translation of the word pistis. It should be rendered more easily understood as what? Believing. "But now abides believing, hope, charity." And again, today in our modern use of charity, usually you think of some organization that's raising money or doing good works for people, but the word charity is the Greek word agape, which means what? Love, or the love of God. So now abides believing, hope, the love of God, these three, but the greatest of these is the love of God. 1 Corinthians 13:13 certainly puts great emphasis and priority for these three great realities, because these are three things that abide now. These are three things that each one of us as God's people are to have living and real in our lives day by day. It also puts particular emphasis on one of these three realities, the love of God. So throughout our teaching program, we are going to be teaching on first believing, then we're going to teach on hope, and we're going to put special emphasis of teaching on the love of God. God's Word directing us in our study. That's very, very wonderful. As we read this verse, as we go throughout our week, we'll see that each one of these things are to be a priority in our life, and each one of these things are to be living and real in our lives. There's a lot of wonderful things that you can learn from God's Word about every aspect of life. But God wants us to believe His Word. God wants us to have the hope. And God, in particular, wants us to have the love of God. Now, if these three realities are especially significant, if they're priorities, then doesn't it make sense that we'll come to the Scripture and really learn how to have them in our life? That's what we're here for. But to be able to learn about them, the great key is that we've got to learn about them from God's Word. The King James translates believing as faith. For some people, perhaps for a lot of people, faith is sort of, maybe a little less than clear what it even is. When I was growing up, there was a phrase that was common, "Keep the faith, baby," remember? What does that mean? Exactly what is faith? What is charity? What is it to have hope? It certainly makes sense that we would come to God's Word and let God's Word explain it to us, so that we can have it as a reality, not as just a concept, but have it as a reality in our walk and our life. That's what we're here for, to learn about believing, hope, and love. Now, the great key to understanding all three of these is that all three of them come from God's Word. Look at Psalm 138. God in the manifestations earlier reminded us of how mighty His Word is, and that God's Word is to be the foundation of our lives. That was in one of the messages. God's Word is the foundation of believing. God's Word is the foundation of hope. God's Word is the foundation of love. Of all the works of God, the greatest of His works is His Word. In Psalm 138, verse 1, it says, "I will praise Thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto Thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy, what? Truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. What a great truth. And we can praise God for his loving kindness. We can praise God for the great truth of his word. But God has magnified his word above everything else that he has done, above all of his name. From this comes the understanding that the greatest of God's works